Hello, this is Keith Nolan. Thank you for listening to this meditation. It's called Heartache is Not Forever. An elderly lady was chatting with someone who was deeply distressed. "Did you ever notice," she asked, "that when the Lord Jesus told the discouraged fishermen to cast their nets again, it was right in that same old place where they'd been working all night and had caught nothing?" She was referring to a story most folk have heard, or at least heard about. It's found in the Gospel according to John, chapter 21, where Jesus calls to a group of his close friends who had been fishing. "Good morning," he calls. "Did you catch anything for breakfast?" They answered, "No." Jesus called back, "Throw the net off the right side of the boat and see what happens." They did what he said, and suddenly there were so many fish, they weren't strong enough to pull the net in. "How wonderful it would be," someone says, "if I could only go off to some new place whenever I'm discouraged. How much easier it would be to try again if I were somewhere else." Another person wishes they were someone else. Then, they say, it might not be so difficult to have fresh faith and courage. But for most of us, it's the same old net in the same old pond. The old temptations are to be overcome, the old faults to be conquered, and the old trials and discouragements, which we failed yesterday, must be faced again today. The fact is, we must win where we are if we are to win at all. As one high-profile preacher has often said, we are to grow where we are planted. How encouraging it is, therefore, to discover the Master himself who, after all these toilsome, disheartening efforts that we call failures, urges us to try again. Cast your net again, the same old net from the same old boat in the same old pond, but under my supervision and my word. Many people have discovered, to their great joy, that life within Christ's custody and guardianship works even in and through tough times. For example, many modern music lovers have heard of Thomas Andrew Dorsey. He was a black jazz musician from Atlanta, USA. In the 1920s, he gained a certain amount of infamy as the composer of jazz tunes with suggestive lyrics. But in the grace of God, he gave all that up in 1926 and began to concentrate exclusively on songs with spiritual content. For example, he wrote the beautiful Peace in the Valley. In fact, it's probably one of his best-known songs. But there's a most heartwarming story behind what was probably his most famous offering, and the one I like best. It happened in 1932. In 1932, times were hard for Mr. Dorsey, as they were for many others, just trying to survive the Depression years as a working musician meant tough and often a lot of disheartening hoping and plodding. As if this wasn't enough, his music was by no means widely accepted. Many people said it was much too worldly. The devil's music, they called it. Many years later, Dorsey could laugh about it. He used to say that he'd been kicked out of some of the best churches in the land. But the real kick, the worst one of all, came one night in St. Louis, when he received a telegram telling him that his pregnant wife had died suddenly. What could be worse? Of course, Mr. Dorsey was filled with grief, so much so that his Christian faith was shaken to the roots. What could he do? What might we have done? What he did can be an inspiration to us even today, so many years after the event. he decided to become a survivor and do what he knew he could do. Instead of wallowing in self-pity, Thomas Andrew Dorsey turned to the discipline he knew best. For him, it meant continuing with his music. And from the depth of his agony, he wrote, "Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home." My dear friend, if you live long enough, you will experience disappointment, heartache, and sheer helplessness. You almost certainly have already done so. Just being human here on earth practically guarantees that hurtful times will come, probably more than once. In fact, right now, you may be passing through deep waters. Being realistic about matters like this in no way means that God has deserted us. He doesn't desert us. He can't desert us. He won't desert us. He's the ever-present one and our ever-loving Saviour. In the New Testament scriptures, he promises that he will never leave us, that he'll never walk off and leave us in the lurch. This means that whatever your present situation, the Master stands nearby, even if it is in the shadows, and he stands ready to help you in and through whatever life appears to be throwing at you just now. Like Mr. Dorsey, we can discover that as we keep on keeping on, as we press forward, even with tears in our eyes, doing what we can do, we will also discover, in the grace of God, that the Lord is our most precious friend. Whatever the hurt, whatever the trauma, the Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. One modern Bible paraphrase says that he's a safe house for the battered, a sanctuary during bad times. And because he's the unchanging and unchangeable one, he is and always will be a safe house and a sanctuary. Why not decide to trust him today and every day? I invite you to place yourself and your circumstances deliberately in his hands. Do it firmly. Do it with irreversible decision, with his help. And do it now. Tom Dorsey understood what doing this means, and his example, and the example of many like him, is a helpful and even inspiring lesson for you and me both. "Precious Lord, Take My Hand" was originally written as a way of coping with his personal pain. And even today, it continues to bless thousands upon thousands as they pass through times of hardship and hurt. Here it is again. Why not make it your prayer today and every day as you pass through this deep, dark valley? For you will pass through it, you know. "Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on. Let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home." My prayer for you just now is, God be with you today, tomorrow, and every day. He loves you, and so do I.